Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, chaberim, here. The Rastafari podcast, here, the Tuesday podcast, Testify Tuesday here on the Ear and the Irid, here. Let's pick up. But also, let's reflect also, we had the previous Psalm 119, right? The Torah, the theme of Psalm 119, the Torah, Yahweh of life, and was able to touch on some of the basics. There was another audio, right, to share here in the season. Psalm 119 also comes up roughly around when we begin off with the first of the Torah readings and feedings, roughly around that season according to the royal order. And previously we had went into a record and a reasoning on the Psalm 119, and bringing out some of the practical usages of it. For example, in learning the basic 22 of the Hebrew alphabet, or the Aleph Beit, the first house, also how the psalm is constructed as a kind of a teaching both of HaTorah and significantly of the Hebrew, the basics of the Hebrew. So I'd like to share the audio as well as just when we start out with Bereshit. We start with Bereshit, Genesis, in other words, Genesis. And in starting with Genesis, even the first chapter, there are what are said as 22 creations. And that became even very interesting in the connection of the 22 letters of the Hebrew Aleph Beit and some of the principal teachings that we have from Scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and He created everything through His Word, and the 22 letters and the 22 creations. So I like to share that audio because we were able to have a fuller full, and we also was able to podcast it, or to, what do they call it, live stream it on Rastafari Jews, on the Rastafari Yehudim, as well as the first 2 hours on Rastafari students. So here again, hopefully for this night, the technicians, you know what I mean, web mistress and the technicians can have everything, you know, up and running and everything on the Rastafari Jews, the Rastafari Yehudim. As we go forward, we want to strengthen, you know, have another channel, ideally speaking, perhaps Rastafari Jews, but to acquaint some of the regular viewers, you know, and also the ones that engage I&I, and give thanks to, you know, the viewers, to the subscribers on the various different platforms, but especially on Rastafari Jews after what had happened on sabbatical, you know, a while ago. But anyway, we grow in grace and the knowledge. So here, the T2T or Testify Tuesday. Here, the Rastafari podcast. Here, the Tuesday podcast, the Testify Tuesday podcast. On the Ear and in the Irid. Yes,
I'm going to testify. What Jah has done for I said.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Leasavor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
The evening psalm right here. Hear the evening psalm for the third day. The third day of the Shavuah. The third day of what's called the week. From the groundation. Here. We're at the Tuesday, which is the third day. And what's interesting is I think that the audio would like to share, which is a little bit of an overflow, you know, because the chalice has to fill before it flow over. And this is a very, very important overflow right here. We'll bring up the title just after this right here. But the first thing first is the evening psalm and today's daily psalm. Daily psalm here is Psalm 84. We're going to write up with more on Psalm 84. But I'd like to share this right here on real Hebrew, the Paleo Hebrew, the use of even J, you know, a lot of the reason is about the J and Ja and the Ya. But Psalm 119, very important. It's one of the longest psalms. It is the longest psalms within the scriptures, about 176 verses right there. But there is a pattern. Like every eight verses, it focuses on one particular in order of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, the alphabet. And then as we get into the Hebrew, we'll find that the first words of each of the eight verses also begin respectively speaking. You know what I mean? And so it's an interesting thing. It's even a more interesting study, you know, as we can grow. You know, little by little, we can take, you know, one fidel or one letter, you know, one letter at a time and grow in our hearts and in our 99 minds. But here is a compliment for the standing psalm, the evening psalm. So we have Psalm 82, the evening psalm for the third day that's called in the West among the Gentiles, Tuesday. So here for the third day, a compliment to that chant that Isis, Psalm 82, was very interesting. I've said, Ya Elohim, another very important reason, because a lot of confusion about what that means, because you hear what a lot of people say, but not really what the Hebrews, how do the Israelites look at it? The language tells us a lot. So Psalm 119, going to ride up with more of that overflow reasoning. But here, the compliment, the chant, the Isis, right, keeping it Levitical, right? Among I and I, Rastafari, we have Rosh Shiloh, rights of the poor, bringing out the essence of Psalm 82 that's themed, corrupt judges arraigned. Yes, I. So here towards the overflow of Psalm 119 right here. Yeah, some basics. Sorry, I lost myself in the middle.
Ashrei Timimei Darek Haholkim Betorati Yahuwa Ashrei Anotzrei Edota.
And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed.
Yod,
Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samna. Ein. Hey. Tadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin. Tala. Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalet.
Tau, Tau, Tav. Just going to 22 right there with Ross Michael and Sons of Negus on the dub right there, And at a different pace, that was the names based on Psalm 119 of the 22 letters, sounds, and letters of the Hebrew, the Yehudit. And here's next down right here,
Abagada
Awasacha
Taya Kaya Mana Sai Patada Warasha
Ta
Ha 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 Ha
Then said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, 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 new.
Here. Interesting. Every scribe, and even though Yeshua Rabbeinu, he buns out certain scribes, certain Pharisees, certain ones, he also says to us that every scribe that's instructed, so as disciples and Rastafari students and Talmudim, Dekam as a Morit, Dekam as Mor as disciples, Dekam as Mor, disciple in the Amharic, Talmud, disciple in the Hebrew, that's instructed to the what? Kingdom of heaven. Right? Yeah, bringing out the treasures. Right? Here. I'd like to share this here. And the clip here is called, let's just give it the name. So this was recorded around when we did the first the first Aliyah in the series, you know, the first, Torah reading and feeding begins off with the first book of Moshe called Genesis Bereishis. And around that time in that season, Psalm 119, according to the royal order, you know, rose up for the chant. And we were seeing the connection between Psalm 119 that is seen, the Torah, John's direction, instructions, you know, the Torah, Jah way of life, and how the psalm itself is constructed and built both in its Hebraic sense and even based on the translative sense as a point of reference, even for learning the basics of the Hebrew, as that audio we just played right there. It was going over the letter that you'll find in the Better Bibles of Psalm 119, every 8 verses, progressively, another of the 22 Hebrew alphabet. But then when we were studying Genesis chapter 1, and in some of the Ethiopic manuscripts, the churchical teachings, as well as certain Judaic and Hebrew readings and teachings, we found a similar truth was pointed to, and that was concerning the 22 creations, like that there was 22 creations and how the 22 it linked right with the Hebrew Aleph Bet, the alphabet, both in the ancient and some modern Jewish writing that was based on some ancient, you know, Hebrew and Judaic teachings, but also in Ethiopian and churchical manuscripts as well. So this is what we go into in this audio that's called Psalm 119, and we have RSS number one. So even though here we're at the third book of Moshe, because the Psalm 119 is Torah, Jah's way of life, and the 22 letters linking with Genesis and creation. So beginning off here, and what's interesting about Leviticus, that Leviticus is often one of the first things that are taught to the Judaic, and we say, they say Jewish today, but we say Judeans, like in the sense of the scripts, that's taught to, you know, Israelitish and even in latter-day terminology, Jewish students, you know, Jewish children. And it's kind of interesting because you look at, you know, Leviticus, it's the last book, if it's taught even at all, to Christians, right? But it's one of the first books, right? One of the first areas that is taught. And it said, why do we begin off with instruction with Leviticus for children? Because they are pure. Because here we have the Lord's direction of purity. So here, even connecting that here with Psalm 119, real Hebrew versus Paleo. Versus Paleo, what people call Paleo Hebrew, and J and Jah, Jehovah, looking at the Royal Amharic as well as the HSV. So this audio here, we go into the Hebrew, the scripture, as well as the Royal Amharic. So here, this, brothers and sisters. Yes, I, Overflow right here.
Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavua Tawab, Shavua Tov, Shavua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days, here at the first day, Ethiopically known as the Ehud, and here from the Sinne Fitret, ancient Israelite of Ethiopia and Orthodox churchical document, the science of creation, here, beginning with the first sabbatical study for I and I Rastafari, sabbatical strong here, with Bereshith, in the Reshith here. Once again, for this day here, according to the order of the sevens, fulfilling the previous seven, and here on the first day podcast, we call this the Sunday service in grace, Sunday. The day is not Sunday, but what is called Sunday, the first day. Here we have from the Sinne Fitret, creation, Sinne, the science of, or getting to the Gutters, it brings out the sense of the beauty or science. Now, here's what's interesting, just a kind of a couple of extras, is that, you know, beauty, in a sense, how we define beauty, they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, yes, I guess that can be so subjectively, but objectively speaking, beauty has to do with symmetry. Symmetry, the symmetry of creation, the science of creation, Sinne Fitret. It's a little document. It basically has about four pages, right? And here we have this in the translation from the Ethiopic or the Gutters in the Royal Amharic. And here it says, Haya Hulet Sinefitret Yetabalu Man Nacho. The 22 creations, science of creation, what are they called? Haya Hulet Sinefitret Yetabalu Man. Hu Nacho. Who are they? Bilu. Saying, Yet Ehud of Ehud, first day, called in the West in the Gentile Gregorian sense, called Sunday, but the Ehud, the first of the 7 days, yeah, Ehud of Ehud, cement, eight, in a Z, these, Aratu Bahiriyat Yetebalu, and these four natures, Bahiriyat, natures, Bahiriyat, Aratu, four, Yetebalu, they are said to be called, in that sense, said, Isat, fire, Wuha, or in the ancient pointing, Wuha, water, Nefasina, wind, inna, and Nefasina, wind, and Merate, we could say ground, in other words, ground, or earth, though earth is Midar, but this sense of it, Merate, ground, Ch'elema, Elema. Interesting, in the Hebrew, that word would be enunciated as Elema, as in the good is Elema, right? Elema, darkness. Sabatu, the seven Samayat, the seven heavens. Thus, in the Hebrew, the first verse, we have Shemayim. Some places, many places in the Bible where it says heaven in the singular sense, more correctly, it's the heavens. In many of the places, majority, not all, but majority of places, like here, Bereshith, in the beginning. So the Sabatu Samayat, Melaiktina, Melaikt, the angels or messengers in Na and Burhan, light, not show, they are. So here on the first day, like this first day, according to that first day, there were eight, all right, let's count them, fire, water, wind, and ground, darkness, the seven heavens, the angels or messengers, and light. Isat, Wuha, Nefasina, Meret, Elama, Sabatu, Samayat, Melaiktina, Burhan, Nacho. So here, and it goes through each of the days to bring out the 22, we say 22 orders of creation, the 22 sciences of creation, the 22 symmetries of creation, the 22 creations, the 22 irations. And we had come across this. It's interesting in coming across this right here. We had recalled that Hebraically and Judaically, from the ancient times, even to the modern times, there are 22 creations that are enunciated or listed even here in the first book of Moshe, 22. And also there are 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the Ha'aleph Beit. We have the Ha'aleph, the first, the Aleph Beit. Beit means house in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it would be pointed as, to show what we were saying even in the After the Shabbat podcast, you know, for the Saturday Night Live on the air, the previous podcast, the Rastafari Sabbatical podcast, there's different speakings of the same word, right? Some might say believe. Others might enunciate as believe. So we have bayit, in the more archaic bayit, in the Ethiopic, according to the choosing of the particular fidel, the syllables, the sonants, bait. So the ha-aleph, the aleph, first letter of the Hebrew, aleph bait. And this corresponds to one of the ways of going through the alphabet, the fidel, in the Ethiopic and Royal Amharic is known as the Abu Gida. Now notice the Abu Gida. You might have heard about the Abu Gida. I don't know if we have that track here from Teddy Afro on the Abu Gida, right? It got very popular, so from the Abu Gida. Abu Gida He Wizo. Full of the seven is Abu Gida He Wizo. Abu Gida He Wizo. Abu Gida He Wizo. These are the first seven letters of the Hebrew alphabet. If you go through the Hebrew alphabet, the first seven letters, the Aleph, the Beit, the Gimel, the Dalet, the Wawe. Yeah. Abu Gida He. Okay, I said, okay. He Wizo. The Ha, the We, or the Ve, some would say. And the Zed, the Zayin, the first seven. So there's an alternative way of going through the Hahus, often referred to as the Hahus, from the first two sonants as we go across. So there's an across way of going through the Fidel, the Ethiopic Fidel, and then going from top to bottom. Hale, Hameser, Reseshek, that order. And then there's the secondary, or I think it was actually the primary way, knowing the true history of the Israelites of Ethiopia and the blameless Ethiopians, the Abu Gida brings it out. So that right there also reflects the archaic, we could say Hebrew, Israelitish, and Yehudi-ish, you know, the Yehudi-ish, right, roots. And it has nothing to do with the Khazarelis or any of that. They came later, all that came later on. So here, we're going to ride up right here and go through more of the detail from the Hebrew, right, of this Torah reading and feeding, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. So right there, Sizzla Kalungi and the brethren from Judgment Yard going through the basics of the Hebrew alphabet as can be referenced in Psalm 119. Now, in Psalm 119, the Better Bibles, they have it in the transliteration in the Latin, in the like English letters, but the Latin letters brought out, you know, each of the letter names, the names of each of the 22 Hebrew letters. And here in the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, when we go to Psalm 119, it's called 119, but actually in the Metzaf Kedus, it is numbered as the 118. And in the parentheses, the Kinth List, in the parentheses, the Kinth, in parentheses, it says, Meto Asara Zeteng. But here it says, Mezmur, Meto Asara Semint. Meto, 100, Asara, 10, like to say 10, and Semint, 18. Because the ancient ordering of the psalm, I think it's from Psalm 9 and 10 in the ancient manuscripts, is as one psalm. So the ordering of the numbering of the psalm from the ancients is like one psalm over after Psalm 9 and 10. So thus, when you're reading the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Bible of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we have it here as Psalm 118. So there's a lot of ancient, even though it's written all in the Ethiopic ciphers, or like the letters, the Fidel, as we would call it, right? But Kinswist, in the parenthesis, it corresponds to Psalm 119. So now some are talking about this paleo thing, and, you know, we have to just go in on it, you know, paleo thing. Now, if you're talking about paleo as far as how there was, or we have today, the Asherite, what would be called the Asherite, or the square Hebrew, and this is why did it become square? Well, the Yehudi, the Judahites, were in Babylon due to the captivity, due to their own uckery, were in captivity for about 70 years. After 70 years, Ezra and Nehemiah, along with a remnant, returned to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple. We have evidence from the Israelites of Ethiopia and the Church of His Majesty, the True Church, the Church of Philadelphia, the True Church, and the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. We have evidence, right, ancient evidence, that there was correspondence between Ezra, right, during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, with the Israelites of Ethiopia. Why? Well, when the Yehudi, when the Jews, when we say the Yehudi, the Judahites, the Yehudim, right, were in Babylon over the 70 or so years, you know, things kind of fell off. Some things they lost, displaced. Some things were preserved. And when Ezra, during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they sought to restore the liberty. In fact, and I will go into the Torah portions, reading and feeding, there's some that reproach I in their first sin, original sin, their ignorance, and say, oh, you're following the Jews, the white Jews, blah, 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 blah. Okay, if that's what you say, because you have not really studied very deeply. If you study very deeply, you will know this goes back, even with the pointing aniquidote in the Hebrew, goes back to the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Ezra and Nehemiah, roughly around the B.C. 500 years. And the Ethiopian correspondence, we published it in the book, a document, preliminary notes on Ethiopian history by a very great scholar at that time at CUNY at the City University of New York, Haile Habtu. Did a couple of vids on that as well on the Rastafari Jews YouTube channel, Haile Habtu, where he brings exhibits, right, Ethiopic exhibits, even translates certain ancient, not too well known in the Western Gentile world documents that points out what the correspondence was. Because Ezra and Nehemiah, they had certain scripts, they had certain scriptures, we could say in the Hebrew, or maybe it was even pointed some things from the so-called paleo, or really the old pointing. Some even try to say that the Hebrew is Canaanitish. You got to kick rocks, you know, kick rocks with that. Or the rock going to grind you to powder with that, to powder. You know what I mean? Because that right there is just some foolishness, right? And when you really know who the Canaanites are, then you recognize why they try to say that Hebrew is really Canaanite. Now, one thing we notice with studying the Afro-Semitic language is like studying English. You see how there's a similarity between English, right, and certain other romance, so-called romance languages like French and Italian and Portuguese or Portuguese and German. But you notice how there's also a nuance of a difference. Although some words are very similar, some words are different. I mean, you ever hear some of the, what's it called over there in England, the Scottish and, you know, the Scottish and Gaelic speech, you know, or different accents over in, say, England, even over here in America, how there are different accents. They're all speaking English between East Coast and West Coast, different accents of speaking the same language with those who are up north and those who are below the Mason-Dixon line. But they all speak in English. Some say, well, look, it's written different. You know, it's written in this, they call it paleo way. Well, you can go on the computer today, and notice font. So the only real difference in what they call paleo and the Asherite or the square Hebrew, some say the, Sumerian, cuneiform, the influence of the cuneiform, the influence of the cuneiform square. You know what I mean? It's like looking at graffiti. If you look at graffiti, different graffiti artists, right, and writing on walls, right, they write a little bit different. They write a little different. You go on your computer and you write, just type out in the beginning, Elohim, or God created the heavens and the earth. All right, just write that out. And then paste it 5-10 times. Then go to your fonts. You can put it in all different kinds of fonts right there. Does that make it a different language? I'll give the item a moment just to consider what I and I is asking and saying. It doesn't make it a different language. So we have to get off some of this foolishness right there. You know what I mean? Because at this time, right, at this time, we should be building the kingdom of heaven in the earth, right? But the first thing first is education, right? Education is the key, and our orientation. What is our root sources that's outside of the Western Gentile paradigm? Many of the Hebrews and Israelite camps, they have nothing outside of the Western Gentile camp, you know, Western Gentile mentality. And it doesn't mean that we don't use Western Gentile resources until we do. But then we also are able to verify it, right, with something that's outside. As who's the group again? Not UB40. I like that group with the old tunes by them. Oh, Steel Pulse. As Steel Pulse says, I found a version that's not the King James Version. Doesn't mean we throw the King James Version away, but we compare and contrast. So here, as we're going to just demonstrate this right here. Go to, if you're able to right now. One might be traveling, listening to this, or ones might listen to this on a replay, right? So you might be driving, going to work, or whatnot like that, or whatever, so you might not be able to get to the scripts. But when you can get to the scripts, remember this right here. Take note. Go to Psalm 119, right? Just to get the basics, 119. And we shared the Sizzler Kalungi Judgment Yard clip, right, once again, with him and them going through this right here, just a portion of this right here. Rastafari. So what is being done right there is we have in the Ethiopic, right, from the Fidel, the seven tones, right, the seven tones. When you say seven tones, you call them vowels. We like to refer to them as sonants, right? This is why often the Ethiopic Fidel is referred to as a syllabary. It's syllable sounds. It's like phonetics. It's phonetics, right? And each of the letters, because of the Fidel, have the jots and the tittles. It's where the nukudot in the Hebrew is connected with, the jots and the tittles. So the influence of the documents that Ezra and Nehemiah received, right, from the Israelites of Ethiopia helped and assisted them, the Israelites that had returned, the Judahites more correctly, because the 10 tribes of Israel were gone with the Assyrians, not to really return anytime soon back then. But we had the Judahites that returned after 70 years. So the books of Ezra and Nehemiah is the historical part that we're referring to. So what many ones and ones do, which is correct, in teaching the baby Hebrew, the basic Hebrew, as the more. Some say a teacher in Hebrew is more. More directly, the more is that teacher that would teach the youths, right, teach the youths roughly from the age of like 4 years old, the basic alphabet, and would choose the middle tone, the middle sonant, which is the ah sonant. Like when the ones say ah. So here in Psalm 119, we have Aleph, right? It's written as Aleph, A-L-E-P-H. Now, if you have a better Bible, it would have the Hebrew there, the Hebrew in the square Hebrew. It would have it there. Here we have the Scofield Study Bible, very small. So Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Here they have Vowel, influenced by the European and, you know, the Western, you know. But then think about this for a moment. We see the name Jehovah, right? Jehovah, right? If you say there's no J, okay. Maybe there was no J at that time, so forth and so on. I'm talking about the European languages. But since we know that it was the German princes who worked with Martin Luther to produce the first translations, even from the Latin and from the other scriptures, we know that in German, the J is not pronounced as a J sound. It's pronounced as a Ja sound. It's pronounced as a Y sound. You ever see or hear German say yes, ja, 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 ja? You ever see it written? It's J-A-J-A, like Ja-Ja. We'll see it as Ja-Ja from this Western English way of speaking, but in the original ones that translated in German. So that means that even the English letters, the Latin letters in different European Romance languages have different sounds. So if we were pronouncing it from the original translators, the so-called Jehovah, it would be Yehovah, because the V has a W sound in German. Can you disprove that the first translations of the Bible from Latin in Europe did not come from the German translators, the Gutenberg printing press? So it's our perspective. See, perspective. So here at the 41st verse of Psalm 119, because every eight verses comes another Hebrew letter. So Aleph, eight verses, Beit, eight verses, Gimel, eight verses, Dalet, eight verses, Hey. Bringing us here to what, if you're reading it from a Western Gentile, Anglo-American perspective, you might see this as vowel, as vol, or something like that. But if you read it from the original translator's perspective, it'll be wow, wow, wow. All right? Some latter-day Khazarelis, you know, they basically say there's no W in Hebrew. They lie, because they basically speak the language according to their mother tongue, according to their Germanic mother tongue. You know, as that influences a lot of our speeches, you know, ones from the Caribbean have a heavy Caribbean accent, ones from down south may have a heavy down south accent. It be that way sometimes. But anyway, wow, Zion, you see the one at 57th verse, how would you read that? It says C-H-E-T-H. Depends on your perspective. Based on the Anglo-American perspective that we have been taught, indoctrinated program, we'll see that's Chet, Chess. But no, it's Chet or Chet, Chet, Chet. See, that's a sound that we have been robbed of, you know, the sound. But notice this, a little baby, if you listen to a little baby, the little baby would gurgle, they call that thing, right? They go, right? That's that sound. So wait, a baby can make it, and you're laughing when ones and ones of I and I say the chet. You see, you have been robbed of the opening of the mouth. You need to reclaim and regain the opening of the mouth, the sonance. And as Dr. Malakou Emmanuel Bayan, His Majesty Kamau Haile Selassie, special emissary to Black America, right? We can say the founder or the co-founder, because His Majesty is the founder in the spirit and truth, but the co-founder of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, he spoke on why learn Amharic, right? And just briefly what we recall, he said that in learning these sounds, these fidel, these different sounds and tones, right? And learn it in grace, being as a child. Mistakes, errors will happen, but don't be so big that you can't be corrected. So here the C-H-E-T-H is chet, chet, chet. Then we get to the 65th, and we will say this based on the Western Gentile way of saying it as teth. When you say it's teth or teth, right? Now, if you look at the Hebrew letter associated with it, it's different than the last T in the Hebrew, the last T in the Hebrew. The ancient languages, Afro-Semitic languages, are very economical, right? So even in the world Amharic and Amharic, we don't have two A's for nothing. All right, the two A's are pronounced different. We'll get to the ayin thing just now. But this will be pronounced as tate, tate, tate. Now, how do we know this? We know this, well, first of all, just to testify right here, that when we were born, English was not our first language. So, therefore, we have maybe a little familiarity with this. But how do we know this was not based on that, was based on study. And based on study, we see that Ethiopically, the letter that corresponds with this in the Ethiopic is pronounced as te, te, te. You see, when we speak in this Western Gentile way, we don't really use our full speaking faculties, right? And that's really no fault of any of us on our own. It's just the way we've been brought up, programmed, familiarized, used to, right? But if we're born again and we learn and we grow in grace being as a child again, we can reclaim these things. So the tate, in order to say the tate, the tongue goes behind the teeth and there's a kind of explosive sound. We don't speak this way in the English. So, of course, brothers and sisters, it's going to be a little challenging, a little difficult, right? If you're not too proud, don't be too hard on yourself. So the tate, tate. So the tate, different than the tau, tau. Tau, the te in tefari, is different than the te in fetari. Fetari is creator in the Royal Amharic. Fetari, right? Different than tefari. Some have said, previous generations of Rastafari, that Rastafari means head creator. Well, that's only half correct. Ras does mean head or chief or even self, depends on the context of its uses. But Tefari means the one to be reverenced, the one to be respected. We say respected, or in another sense, the one to be feared. But it's Tefari, not Fe-a-ri, Fe-a-ri. So this is why we pointed it out, you know, before. I know some ones and ones got offended, you know, but you really shouldn't get offended unless you want to continue to go on and wrong. Let's go on. We go to the 73rd letter. It says J-O-D. Now, ones might say that from a Anglo-American, like British-American kind of way of speaking, as Jod, Jod. But really, it's Yod, Yod, Yod. How do we know this? Well, when we compare from the Metzav Kedus, and the Metzav Kedus, His Majesty's Bible, the 1961 Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, was not translated from the King James Version. Stop that. Stop lying on the King of Kings. There are, however, other Amharic Bibles that are coming out by careless Ethiopians that basically have been translated from English versions. Once again, His Imperial Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, according to Revelation 5:5, was not translated from the KJV, the King James Version. Years ago, we went to Monticello, New York, to confront Dr. York, Imam Isa, Malachi Z. York. He rambled on some nonsense about that up there. But anyway, we hear some people saying that. But it depends on what version they're looking at. If they're looking at the King of Kings Version, that has not been translated from the King James Bible. But there are other Bibles that careless Ethiopians have out there in circulation. So sometimes brothers and sisters might find an Amharic Bible and might order it and, you know, get it and say, oh, this is His Majesty's Bible. No, it's not. Many times it is not. But I still will say grab them for research and reference. All right, but check it out and find out. There's a Bible known as the New World Translation. You might have heard about it, the New World Translation. Maybe the NIV, New World Translation. There's an Amharic Bible that has been directly translated from there. And there's many errors, many, many errors, right? But His Majesty's Bible reflect the ancient Gutas, right, as well as the ancient and the true Hebrew, just to point that out right there. So here at the 73rd, right, verse of Psalm 119. So Psalm 119 is a good go-to in the Bible for the basics of the Hebrew. So we heard Sisla Kalungi go through with the ah, ba, ga, da, ha, wa, well, wa, right, wa, za, ha, ha, right, ta, right, and ya is correct when we're going to the middle of the sounds according to the fidel, according to the seven primary vowels, and that number seven. In the Ethiopic, the order is E, U, E, I, A, I, O. The exception to that is the H sounds and the A sounds. So when we say it, ha, hu, he, ha, he, he, ho. In ancient times, it was not so. In ancient times, it was he, hu, he, ha, he, he, ho. How do we know that? Because other letters have been modified in the Ethiopic to enunciate the he sound. But in the ancient, we didn't have those modifications because it was said according to the he, hu, he, ha, he, he, ho. So over time, sometimes people start to speak a little different. But then there's telltale signs when there's modification of letters to pronounce a sound that is for all the other letters. For example, ha, le, ha, right? Two H's right there. Ha and the le and the ha. These are the first three letters when we come from the Ethiopic, right? And the Royal Amharic Fidel. Going across for the sounds, it's pronounced as ha, hu, he, ha, he, he, ho. With the le, some might think, well, since it's ha, hu, he, ha, is la, lu, li, la. That is incorrect. It's le, lu, li, la. Some Ethiopians in their particular mother tongue might pronounce it as le, lu, li, la, le, lu, li, la, right? Because of their particular accent or tone or mother tongue. But correctly, it's le, lu, li, la, le, li, lo. So ha, le, ha, me. Let's go to the me to give another example. It's not ma, mu, mi, ma, me, mi, mo. But if you got that, if that's what you're doing right now, that's good. You basically got six sevenths correct. But it's meh, mu, mi, ma, me, min, mo. Now, in the Hebrew, with the Nikudot, the pointings that Ezra, during the time of Ezra, Nehemiah, and the Restoration at that time, introduced because they had wrote to the Israelites of Ethiopia, because the Israelites of Ethiopia had many of the ancient documents up until the time of Solomon. Because of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, they had the ancient Ethiopic documents. I mean, they had the ancient Hebrew documents written within the fidel and preserved like that. But what they did not have was the documents of the prophets after that time. They didn't have the documents of the prophets. Why? Well, the prophets spoke in a time after Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, after their only son, and after the 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel went there to establish and get for us a kingdom in the tops of the mountains. So there was an exchange of documentation. The Israelites of Ethiopia, I say Israelites of Ethiopia because at that time they were not Christian in the latter sense of Christian. This was during the time of Ezra, roughly around the 500s BC, BCE. So Ezra and his disciples requested from the Israelites of Ethiopia copies of the documents that they had from Bereshit, like from Genesis, from the Octatech. We don't really call it the Pentateuch because we include two other books, right? The two other books is Joshua, right? Well, actually three other books. Joshua, right? Joshua, Judges and Herut and Ruth. So some say Pentateuch, the five books of Moses, but then also included in the ancient Ethiopic ordering of the same set would include Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. So the Ethiopians, the Israelites of Ethiopia, sent their documents, and they also requested the documents of the prophets. And how do we verify this? Well, when we study some of the oldest of the Ethiopic Old Testament, it has a lot of unique words that could only come in from one reviewing ancient and old Hebraic documents from that time. So many times the proof is in the scripts, the proof is in the documents. So just to point that out, we're getting into a little bit more of that, but I think it's necessary to understand this aspect of our story and history, right, according to the teaching of His Majesty, so we can avoid a lot of these, you know, speculation, supposition, assumptions. But here, we have the 73rd verse to get to this letter here, which is in English as J-O-D. Remember the J in German. Why do we keep saying German? Because the first translators of the Bible, right, the Bible from the Latin and other scriptures was Martin Luther and the German princes. That's a black German princes. Well, that's why you find so many black heads on the coat of arms and everything. Anyway, that's another related point. And then as the scriptures went from Germany, from East Europe to West Europe, and ones like Tyndale and others translated, they used that as a base text that came down to the Jerusalem Bible and later on came down to what we have today as the King James Version, 1611. So in the original translators, when they put a J there, they pronounce the J there as a Y sound. Make the J, you know, people talk about the J stuff. They don't know that because they're just running off of something that is partially true, that yes, this J letter was developed. It was actually an I sound. And if you know Old Latin, if you know the Old Latin, the Roman language, the I was pronounced as a Y. So we would not have said Julius Caesar, for example, right? And the C was not pronounced as the S sound. We would have said Julius Kaiser. Uh-oh. Julius Kazar. Uh-oh. Julius Kaiser. That's how his name would have been said in the time. Julius. Julius, not Julius. So yes, the J was developed, right, in the English or Latin by, you could say, the Romans or no doubt the Vaticanian by some of their ones and ones. Martin Luther went with that. But then it was pronounced different within the German. So instead of Jod, it would be Yod. At the 81st verse, going eight verses down, we have Kaf, Kaf, not Saf. The C was not pronounced as an S sound. That's only in late-today confusion English, as Kaf. Go eight verses down, we have Lamed, Lamed, the La. Go eight verses down, we have Mim or Maim, the M sound, Meh. Go eight verses down, we have Noon, Noon, the Ne sound. Go eight verses down, we have Samek, Samek, Samek. Go eight verses down, we have Ayin, Ayin. Now, there's some that say that the Ayin is pronounced as I. From a Western Gentile state of mind, I do understand what they are saying, right? But they really don't understand what we are saying, nor the evidence. It's a hard A sound. The soft A is Aleph. The hard A is Ayin, Ayin. Some say that it's actually I, like I or E-Y-E. How about A-Y-E? A-Y-E, notice that A and Y is a diphthong. You know anything about diphthong? Two sounds that come together to produce another sound. Ayin, 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 ayin. So from a Western Gentile perspective, among some of the Lashon Kadash, Hebrew Israelite crowd, they say that this letter here at the 121st verse of Psalm 119, is an I, is an I. I understand that, but they don't know that the I, though we write it with one letter in English, we can write I with one letter like I, the first-person pronoun. It can also be written as E-Y-E. An E sound, right? It can also be written as A-Y-E, like I, Captain, I. So anyway, this letter is Ayin, Ayin, right? Eight verses down, we have Pe. Now, Pe, Pe or Pe can also be pronounced as Fe or Fe, Pe or Fe. We'll get into that as well. Some might dispute it, but we'll prove it. We'll prove what we have brought forward with more exhibits and more evidence, or as people say today, receipts. But receipts are only what you pay for. We're going to bring forth invoices. Eight letters down. At the 137th verse, we have T-Z-A-D-D-I. Now, this is very interesting because many ones, and hail up to the ISUPK, Captain Azania, and I guess his related captain, Tazariak, right? Interesting that they would say that this sound is really Taza, Taza, because one of their teachers not really having a good root or foundation, seeing in the English this one letter, right, and having the name here at the 137th verse as Zadai or Zadai, many would say Tazadai, Tazadai. In the ancient pointing, the letter is ts-a, ts-a, tsa. Here we use the dental, the teeth. Tsa, tsa-dai, tsa-dai. It wasn't taza. That's only because of losing the opening of the mouth, the power of our ancient speech. That some will say tazadai, tazadai. No, it's tsa-dai, tsa-dai, tsa-dai. And we can cross-reference that, right, with the Ethiopic, with the Ge'ez, with the Amharic as our root first evidence, and also other linguistics, other languages. But you have to recognize that because the European so-called white man, latter-day Canaanite, Edomite, Canaanite, because he did not pronounce it, he could not pronounce these sounds. Like, for example, B-A-C-H is the name of a composer, famous composer. Right? Some say he might have been black or whatnot. Hey, music is music, right? Anyway, his name is Bach. 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 Now, the Germans, interestingly enough, in German, we do have that sound, right? So in some of the European languages, they do have some of these sounds. But then again, our people did spend enough time civilizing ones in the north, in Europe. Thus, all the blackheads on the coat of arms and other evidences they try to suppress. But here, at the 137th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, it's tsadai. Tsadi, tsadai, tsadi. Eight verses down, we have K-O-P-H. Now, you notice at the 81st verse of Psalm 119, the letter is Kaf, with a C. Over here at the 145th verse, they have K-O-P-H. This letter properly pronounced is Kof, 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 is Kof. Some of them, the Muslims and the Arab speakers, they say Kof, 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 Kof. They pronounce it like almost like it's a hard G sound, Kof. But the Israelites of Ethiopia and the Afro-Semitic speakers of the Horn of Africa maintain, and elsewhere also in Africa, maintain that original sound among other peoples of the world, but not among the so-called Europeans, right? The letter would be Kof, Kof, Kof. Eight letters down, or eight verses, rather, eight verses down from 145 brings us to 153, and we have Resh, Resh, Resh. Eight letters down, we have Sheen, Sheen, Seen. We have Sheen when it's pointed, and also Seen, Sheen. Here, but also in usage, we have sheen, pointed, and also seen, seen. And then lastly, but not leastly, we have tau, tau. So even in the Hebrew, we have like two sounds that could be pronounced as K sounds. One is hard K, or we call special K, kof, and the other is regular K, kaf. We have two T sounds. We have tate and tau. Just to show, also with the S sound, we have samek, sa, and also the sh, sheen, syllabated. Now, here, 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 we're going to write up, but I think it's important at the beginning to touch on linguistics, on language, because in the beginning was the word, word, sound, power. So here, 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 right, here, here, here. And brothers and sisters, you know, enjoy, and when I say have fun, enjoy the studies. I think a lot of ones and ones because there's a desire to eagerly get this and because they don't get it and some things are hard to, seems hard to get at first, ones get too frustrated. I know I seek to encourage ones not to get frustrated. You know what I mean? You know, let's study this as little children, right? Recognizing when we make a mistake, just be a child. You know, be a child in wrath, but not in knowledge. Here, here, here. Going from Psalm 119 here from the Metzav Kiddush, we're going to go through these same letters so we can compare sort of sonically side by side. So once again, we have Aleph, the names of the letters. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Wow, Zayin, Chet, Et, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mim, or Maim, Nun, Samek, Ain, Pe, Fe, Adi, Kof, Resh, Shin, Tau. Now here in His Majesty's Bible, Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, and Ketamawi Haile Selassie's Metzav Kiddush, here, the same letters, Aleph, Aleph, A-le-f, Aleph, Beit, 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 Gamel, 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 Dalet, Dalet, Hey, Wow, Zai, Het, 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 Et, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mei, Me, Meim, No, Ni, Non, Sa, Me, Ke, Te, Sa, Me, Ket, Ai, 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 Fei, Fei, Sa, Dei, Sa, Dei, Kof, Kof. Race. Sa ni san. Ta wi tau. So here. This is how one of the ways that we compare and contrast, and then also looking at names. When we look at names and looking at certain names and the transliteration of names, it's very interesting to see the accuracy, right? Also correcting if there are some mispointings in the Masoretic by looking at the Ethiopic and more so at His Majesty Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. The key is in the names. So here, the Shemot, the names. So here, going to ride up. Here we're at the 59 counting down minute mark, but we just went a little bit more so right there because it's very important that we start out this Shemester, right? In the beginning, Bereshith, in the beginning was the word, the Wisma. So here, the Baraka, going to ride up Hebraically here. Yes, sir.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak le'olam wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and for Iva. Baruch Adonai Hamorak le'olam wa'ed. Baruch Adonai Elohim Meleka Aulam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'adim. Winatan Lanu et Torato. Baruch Adonai Noten Ha Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
And a little interesting note right here is that Torah, Ethiopically is called the Orit. But what's interesting when you get to the roots, you find that the roots come to that oneness. So different speakers, different pronunciations here. Make I and I read up the scripture here for the Sunday, first day service here on the ear and in the iris. Read up your Bible. Yeah. yeah.
Yes. In the name of the Father, the Shem Ha'ab, the name of the Father. Yes, I. So here, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 84. We have Psalm 84. We're going to write up the Royal Amharic first. Go through the verse by verse. Have a midrash, very important study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 84. All right, here. Linville Thompson, Dillinger. This tune right here, Natty Dread, Learn Him. Amarik, right here. Yes, sir. Clock Tower, Dubwise, Selector. Right here. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Sound skull, not the dread learning, Mama Rick. That's why I'm doing free of the button stick.
Play.
up on it. Then I teach them to learn the Amharic.
Show them the way.
Step it out, my brother. Show them the way. Look at them bars in the valley for a many yard. They are God that show them the way.
As the masters say, be as little children, be as a child again. And heart children right here, hear this. Yes, I. All right.
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
Can you see? The English language.
Trying your mentality.
Here we have today's daily psalm.
Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Justice.
Who is here?
Yo! Justice!
Who is here?
Amazing grace. I see the sand that saved a wretch like
sits upon the heavenly throne.
Hallelujah! Rastafari. Yeah, we selected that there because of grace, the theme of grace. Here, going to write up a little more on the Rollam Heart, but here to bring out the scene in today's daily psalm, Psalm 84 on grace, here's Israel. Israel vibration. Give I grace. So, Rastafari. Yes, give I and I grace, grace in the morning. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here we have Psalm 84. Let's give a hear to Psalm in Amharic, and then we'll go to the verse by verse, comparing and contrasting the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, with the version that most of us have come to know, the KJV, highlighting, you know, and bringing out any key significant differences that Jah brings to I and I light. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, world Amharic, here, today's daily talk.
Mazmur, Samaniasos, Bekanif, Samaniarat. Lemazamran alek a, Bawashint, Yekorel Joch Mazmur. Yesarawit amlak hoi, Madera uchich, Indeminito with Dadunacho. Nafse yekziab hirin at Deva by uch to a dalich. ተናፍቅም ማለች ልቤም ስጋዬም በሕያው አምላክ ደስ ተሰኘ ወፍ ለርሷ ቤትን አገኘች ዋነሱም ጫጮቶቿን የምታኖርበት ቤት አገኘች የሰራዊት አምላክ ንጉሴም አምላኬም ሆይ እርሱ መሠዊያህ ነው በቤትህ የሚኖሩ ሁሉ የተመሰገኑ ናቸው ለዓለምና ለዘላለምም ያመሰግኑሃል አቤቱ እርዳታው ካንተ ዘንድ የሆነለት በልቡም የላኛውን መንገድ የሚያስብ ሰው ምስጉን ነው በለቅሶ ሸለቆ ውስጥ በወሰነው ስፍራ የሕግ መምህር በረከትን ይሰጣልና ከኃይል ወደ ኃይል ይሄዳሉ የአማልክት አምላክ በጽዮን ይታይ የሰራዊት አምላክ አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ አድምጥ አቤቱ መታመናችንን እይልን ወደ ቀባኸውም ፊት ተመልከት ከአላፍ ይልቅ በአደባባዮችህ አንዲት ቀን ትሻላለች በኃጥአን ድንኳኖች ከመቀመጥ ይልቅ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት እጣል ዘንድ መረጡ እግዚአብሔር አምላክ ምሕረትንና እውነትን ስለወደደ ሞገስንና ክብርን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር በቅንነት የሚሄዱትን ከመልካም ነገር አያሳጣቸው የሰራዊት አምላክ ሆይ በአንተ የታመነ ሰው ምስጉን ነው
ሰላምተ greetings. May Jah give you health on I and I behalf. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. Salamta, greetings. May Jah give you health on I and I behalf. Tena Yisterling. Today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, Gurmawi Kanamawi Haile Selassie, and here from the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version side by side with the KJV, we ride up with today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit Samanya Arat, Psalm 84, Mezmore Samanya Arat. And today's daily psalm is themed, Weda Mekdesu Guzo Mezmore. What a Mekdesu, to the sanctuary, the holy place, says he who be who he be, says, make them build for me a Mikdash, Mikdash, a holy place. Bamarinya the Mekdes, Mekdesu, his holy place. Selassie is the chapel. What a Mekdesu guzo, the tribe to the sanctuary, to the chapel, mezmor, a chant, an intonation, vocal intonation. What a mekdesu guzo, mezmor. The tribe to the sanctuary psalm. Today's daily psalm, mezmor, samanya, arat. So here side by side, KJV, King James Version, the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Book of the Seven Seals. Superscription first. Firstly, Besama'ab, Weweli, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in Jemralim. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Ahadu, Amlak, the one source. To the chief musician upon Gittith, Had Gittith, psalm for the sons of Korah, Lemezamrana Leka, Bewashint. So here we have in the Hebrew, in the KJV superscription for today's daily psalm, Psalm 84, we have Gittith. Gittith refers to the wine press, to the wine vat, the harvest psalm, I think psalm, if I'm correct, Psalm 8 also is the first place we have that in the superscription. But here we have Bewashint, upon the flutes, Bamarinya, yeah, Kore Lejoch Mezmor, yeah, Kore of Korach. Livnei Korach, the sons of Korah, Yekore Lejoch Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation of the sons of Korah. Superscription, Kuteran, verse 1. Yeserawitam lakoi, madariawochehin, demin yetewedebu nacho. How amiable, how lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Yes, Sarawit Amlakoi, O source of hosts, of Sarawit, of labors, of army, of the divine campaign. Yes, Sarawit Amlakoi, O source of hosts, O source of laborers. Yes, Sarawit Amlakoi, Madariawochi, Indemin, Yetewededu Nacho. How Yetewededu, how Eilful, how beautiful, in the sense of loved and lovely. How lovely, it says, how amiable, how lovely are my deryawochi, demin, yetewededu nacho. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Nefse, ye exiavi herinna de babayocha, tir wededalec, tinafik amalec, libim segayim, behiawam lak destesenye. My soul longeth, nefsei, my psyche, my soul, nefsei, longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. Yeah, egziavi harin, of the stain of the good, the generous av, adebabayoch, the courts, te wedidalech, te nafik amalech. My soul longeth, KJV has longeth, here we have te wedidalech, she loves, te nafik amalech, she's longing. For ye egziavi harina de babayoch nefse ye egziavi harina de babayoch te wededalech te nafik amalech libem segayim beh yao amlak des tesenye. My heart and my flesh, libem, my heart, segayim, and my flesh, my mind, to say my mind and my body, beh yao amlak des tesenye. KJV says, crieth out for the living God. Bamarinya, libem segayim, behiyaw amlak des tesenye. Is happy, is rejoice, is made happy in the living. Behiyaw, hiyaw amlak, in the living source. Behiyaw amlak des tesenye. Kuter source, verse 3. Wof le'er swa beitin agenyech. Wof le aswave tinagenyech wano sema chachutochuana yemita nor lebeta veta genyech yesarawit amlak nugusi amlakim hoy arsu masawiyahin yay the sparrow wof le arswa beitin agenyech the sparrow, the bird of the soul, the sparrow hath found an house for herself. La arswa wolf, la arswa beitin agenyech. And the swallow a nest for herself. Wanos, the swallow, the wanos, wanosim. Chachutochuana yematanor rebeta beit agenyech. Have found a nest for herself, for her young ones. Chachutochuan yemitanor rebeta beit agenyech, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Yesarawit amlak nugusim amlakim hoy arsu masawiyahinno yesarawit amlak. The source of hosts, of laborers, of workers, of laborers, of co-laborers. Yesarawit, of armies. Yesarawit amlak. Nugusim. My king, I nugus. Nugusim. Amlakim. And I source, I guide. Amlakim hoy. Oh, my king and my God. Arsu, mesawiyahinno. It, the eyes altar, it is the eyes altar, he is the eyes altar. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Bebetihi, yeminoruhu lu yetemeseggenu nacho. Le aluminal is lalemimma yameseggenuhal. Blessed, blessed praise. Praiseworthy, yetemeseggenu nacho, are they that dwell in thy house. Bebeitihi, yeminoruhulu yetemeseggenu nacho. They will be still praising, they will ever be praising forever and ever, for ever and ever. Le alemina lezalalemim yameseggenu hal, be praising thee, I. Man, Selah, pause. Uter Amist, verse 5. Avetu, erdatao ka'ante zena yahonelet. Belubuma yelainya winmengeriam yasibuso miskunno. Blessed, blessed or happy, praiseworthy, miskunno is the man whose strength is in the eye, whose strength is in the eye. Erdatao. His how erdatao ka'ante zen yahonelet is with and through the eye. Erdatao ka'ante zen yahonelet, in whose heart are the ways of them. In whose heart, be'libum, and in his heart, yelayinyawin menged, the higher way. Yelayinyawin menged, the highway, even the king's highway. Be'libum, yelayinyawin menged, yemiyasib buso, whose, in whose heart he thinks he meditates. Yemiyasib buso, miskunno, praiseworthy, happy is he. Kuter sadist, verse 6. Belik soshelek owista be wesseno sifra yehigam emhir be reketina yisitalina, who passing through the valley of Baka, Habaka, the valley of weeping, belik soshelek owista be wesseno sifra, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. Now here we have a slight diversion, very interesting in the Hebraic sense, when we look at the Sefer Tehillim. The more can be brought out as the rain, the more, but also the teacher of Ha Torah. The teacher of Ha Torah is also referred to as the more. So here we have in the Hebrew sense, Gam Berakota Yaite More. But the more, or the more, is the teacher of Torah. And this is brought out in the HSV, Haile Selassie, the Metzav Kedus, and the King of Kings. In the Book of the Seven Seals, Yehig of the Law, Yehig Memhir, the teacher of the law, the teacher, the Rebbe, the teacher of the law, the More, Yehig Memhir Bereketina Yiset Alina. So there's two ways this may be read, even from the archaic Hebraic, where it says, Gam Berakota Yayit Emore. We have it brought out here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version in the Book of the Seven Seals says, Yehig Memhir the More Bereketina Yisetalina, which may be translated as Yea, the early rain, clothe it with Baraka, Barakot, blessings, or the rain also filleth the pools, but also Yehig More, Yehiga Memhir Bereketin Yisetalina, the teacher of law, of Torah, blessings give, for the teacher of Torah gives blessings. Yehiga memhir bereketina yisetalina. Bringing out the archaic, the ancient Hebrew and the royal Amharic. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Kachayil v'rechayil yehedal. Yamalik tamlak belzion yitayah. They go from strength to strength, from strength to strength. Kachayil, chayil. From chayil, what chayil yehidalu, they go, they proceed from strength to strength. What's interesting about this verse here in the Royal Amharic is the correspondence with the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, where we have yelku me chayil il chayil, they go me chayil. So even the Hebrew we have chayil, the Royal Amharic we have chayil, as in Haile Selassie, the power of the Trinity, the true God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Yelku me chayil il chayil. They go from strength to strength. Yamalik tamlak belzion yitayal. The God of gods. The Royal Amharic brings out the God of God, the source of sources. Yamalik tamlak belzion in Zion yitayal is seen. Every one of them, KJV says, in Zion appeareth before. Appeareth before Elohim. Yerael Elohim b'Tzion. Every one of them appeareth before Elohim in Tzion. But the alternative reading of this is that Elohim, the Amalek Tamlak, the God of gods, the good of goods, b'Tzion Yitayal is seen in Zion. Kuter Semint, verse 8. Yisrawit amlak abetu. Selotena sema. Ye Yaakov amlakoi. Adimt. O Lord God of hosts. Yisrawit amlak abetu. My father, his father, the source of hosts, the source of the co-laborers, the source of the army, the source of the campaign. Yisrawit amlak abetu. Selotena sema. Hear my prayers. Selotena sema. Ye Yaakov Amlakoi, O source of Jacob, Ye Yaakov Amlakoi. Adimt. Give ear, Selah, pause. Kuter Zekeng, verse 9. Avetu, Metamenachnina ilin, Vodek Abahoim Fita Temelket, Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, Metamenachnin. Metam enachnin, I and I trust, I and I evidence, I and I confidence, and metam enachnin, ilin, see for us. Look, in essence, look, see for us. What kebahoim afita melket, and look upon the face of thine kebahoim, thine anointed. In the Hebrew, we have it brought out as we're. Habit apnei mishecheka, the eyes Messiah here in the Royal Amharic, whether towards kebahoim, to the one you and toward the one you have anointed, kebahoim, the one who is painted, the one who is anointed, what kebahoim feet, the face, the presence, the perception, temelket, pay attention in the sense of look, pay attention to the face, the presence, the perception of your anointed one. Kuter Asr, verse 10. Ka'ala fayilik ba'da babayot shihir, anditak ena tishalalech, be'chat'an adin kwanoj kamek emet ayilik, be'gziyari herveitet alzen meretuhu. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Ka'ala fayilik, I've chosen to be a doorkeeper in the house of Haile El Hai, of I and I God, I and I source, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness, than to dwell in the tents of wretchedness. And I've chosen to kind of cast my lot in the house of the sustainer, the good, the generous Father, more than to sit behatan din kwanoch in the tents of the akas, of the ratchet. Uter asara and, verse 11. Mogesina kavrini seta. Egziavi her bekinet yemihedutin kamelkam negara yasat achuwa. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Now here in the Hebrew, it actually says, Kishemesh, for a sun, Umageni Hoa Elohim, for he who he be is a Shemesh, Umagein, a sun and a shield. Here in the Royal Amharic, bringing out the true innocence, not to get caught up on sun worship, but clearly it says he is a sun, the Hebrew. But here the Royal Amharic, Egziavi Ramlak, the sustainer, the good, the excellent Father, source. Meheretina, meheretina, mercy, unetin, truth, reality. Sila, because weddede, because egziavi, the sustainer, the source, loveth. Meheretina, unetin, because he loveth mercy, loving kindness, and truth, and reality. Learning to read the Hebrew sign language, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The sun and the shield, the mehiretina unetin, mercy and truth and reality. The Lord will give grace and glory. Morgesina kavrin yisetal. He will give morges, morges, appreciation, appreciate love. Morges, morgesina, in sense of grace, undeserved merit and favor. Morgesina kavrin, kavrin, and glory, kavrin yisetal. Egziari her, bekinnet yemihe dutin, kamelkama negara yasat achuim. No good thing, no good thing, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk, that trod upright, like Egeziabi Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Abba, Kininet, Bekininet, Kininet, straightforwardness, with integrity, straightforwardness, Bekininet, Yamihe Dutin, those who go, those who tried in straightforwardness and integrity, Ka Melkam Negar, from good thing, from any good matter, any good thing, Ayasat Achuim, they will not want, they will not be wanty, wanty, they will not be lacky, lacky of any good thing. Kuter Asara Hulet, verse 12. Yes, Rawit Amlakoi, Beante Yetameneso, Miskunno. O Lord of hosts, yes, Rawit Amlakoi, O source of hosts, O source of armies, O source of co-laborers, O source of the campaign, yes, Rawit Amlakoi. Blessed, praiseworthy is he, be he, be'ante yetameneso miskunno, blessed, happy, praiseworthy is the man that trusteth, be'ante yetamene, yetameneso, the ras tamen, be'ante yetameneso miskunno, 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 praiseworthy is the man that trusteth,
that trusteth,
that trusteth in the eye, that ameneth in the eye. Yes, Rawit Amlakoi, Beante Yetameneso, Miskunno,
Miskunno, Miskunno, Miskunno, Miskunno, Miskunno, Miskunno, Miskunno, Miskunno, Miskunno.
Keep up the teaching of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil.
مزمور سمانيا سوس بك النف سمانيا رات لمزمران عليك بواشنت يك اوريل جوش مزمور يسراوي تاملاك هوي ما دريا وچيخ اندمن يتوددو ناكشو نفسي يك زيابيرن عدبابا يوچ توددال لج تنافق امال لج لبيم سقايم بهيو عملاك دس تسنية وفلر سوابيتن آگينيج وانسو مجعات اتوچواني متانور بطبيت آگينيج የሰራዊት አምላክ ንጉሴም አምላኬም ሆይ እርሱ መሠዊያህ ነው። በቤትህ የሚኖሩ ሁሉ የተመሰገኑ ናቸው። ለዓለምና ለዘላለምም ያመሰግኑሃል። አቤቱ እርዳታው ካንተ ዘንድ የሆነለት በልቡም የላይኛውን መንገድ የሚያስብ ሰው ምስጉን ነው። በለቅሶ ሸለቆ ውስጥ በወሰነው ስፍራ የሕግ መምህር በረከትን ይሰጣልና ከኃይል ወደ ኃይል ይሄዳሉ። የአማልክት አምላክ በጽዮን ይታይ። የሰራዊት አምላክ አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማ። የያዕቆብ አምላክ ሆይ አድምጥ። አቤቱ መታመናችንን እይልን። ወደ ቀባኸውም ፊት ተመልከት። ከአእላፍ ይልቅ በአደባባዮችህ አንዲት ቀን ትሻላለች። በኃጥአን ድንኳኖች ከመቀመጥ ይልቅ በእግዚአብሔር ቤት እጣል ዘንድ መረጥ። እግዚአብሔር አምላክ ምሕረትንና እውነትን ስለ ወደደ ሞገስንና ክብርን ይሰጣል። እግዚአብሔር በቅንነት የሚሄዱትን ከመልካም ነገር አያሳጣቸው። የሰራዊት አምላክ ሆይ በአንተ የታመነ ሰው ምስጉን ነው።
ምስጉን ምስጉን ነው ምስጉን ነው praise worthy ምስጉን ነው. That's the same word right there, Sam, where we have it in Psalm 1 according to Haile Selassie Bible. ምስጉን ነው. Blessed is the man, that's how it's translated in English, but praiseworthy. In the Hebrew, it's not the same word blessed either. It's actually ashrei, which basically means happy, the happiness of the man who tries like this. So here you hear, just reminding ones and ones, we have like about 11 minutes before we go into the grace period of this podcast right here, here, here. 11 minutes, so call in, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, especially those who are maybe listening to the blog talk, the live streaming on the blog talk. It goes for the first 2 hours. Yes, so to get the extra Iowa right here, getting a little bit more into the breakdown, the ancient breakdown, the ancient build on today's daily psalm, Psalm 84. There's, oh man, well, let's ride up.
Keep up this teaching stuff is majesty. For we no one, no devil, philosophy. Feel it in the one drop.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Fully catch it on the replay. Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Now. Call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in. To hear the full now, or hopefully.
Yes. Wanted to share this first right here, but going through the Royal Amharic. And going through the Royal Amharic, we brought it out because the verse and the translation brings out the significance. There's some diversions, like they will be seen, but then in the same Hebrew and Royal Amharic reading, that they will see Elohim, they will see God, which is interesting. Can God be seen or can he not be seen? We're going to follow up on that reasoning. Seen, sight. So here we have like eight minutes, but we're live streaming on Rastafari Jews on the YouTubes. Rastafari Jews, I think the Rastafari student right now, just the first 2 hours. So if you're over at Rastafari student, get over to Rastafari Yehudim, or you can call in 515-602-9761. Ones and ones, get the 1 cent per minute, that space on your telephone company, T-Mobile, Metro PCS, charging to call into chat lines,
charging a penny per minute. So one can go to Rastafari Jews, hear the full of full, or can check out the replay by the next day. But here for today's daily psalm, we have this marked as a play first right here. This Tehillim, this psalm, Tehillim, Hallel, the Elilta, exaltation, a bigging up of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, esteem, joy in Jah's sanctuary. So we link this with Selassie is the chapel. But here.
Shalom, Haberim, shalom. Today's daily psalm from the Sefer Tehillim. We have the longing for Jah's sanctuary and the joy in the sanctuary. Mizmor fe dalet. Mizmor fe dalet. Psalm LXXXIV, Psalm 84, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, the righteous king, after the order of Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Today's daily psalm, joy in the sanctuary. At this point, the Asaph psalms, the psalms that we know as the Asaph, gather, Asaph psalms, they end. And some more of the Korah, the Korahite, or the Korahite psalms, they appear. In its intense love for the communion, the common union, the Tawahido with Egeziavir, sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, with Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Holy Trinity, which is to be experienced in the sanctuary, in the Mikdash, in the Mekdash, Selassie is the chapel. This Mizmor, this psalm, this chant, vocal intonation is a companion to the Korahite psalm, Psalm XLII to Psalm 42. But whereas in the latter, in Psalm 42, the XLII psalm, I had the lament, a lamentation, sad song, the Hebraic blues of one to whom adverse circumstances and situations had denied that privilege. Now we hear the joyous tones of a pilgrim who recounts his deep happiness in standing, the Amidah, standing once more within the sacred, the holy, the set-apart precincts. The poem, it supplies no clue to the poet's identity or his history. In fact, his words are more than personal. They echo the sentiments of every religious, every really just, righteous soul, every righteous psyche in every epoch. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Malkiah Sedek, Mizmor Fe Dalet. Mizmor Pe Dalet. Psalm 84, Psalm LXXXIV.
So here, a couple more minutes here. So here, let's ride up right here with today's daily psalm. First this right here, Selassie is a chapel, the interesting theme right here. As we study the Torah right here, the sanctuary, the pattern.
Remember not to just a defender for the sound, defender for the music, defender for the positiveness of music. But in Zaman, I live amongst music. It's music a godly thing, you know. Listen, I live amongst country in a country. I live amongst such bad people, meet your man in time and say, good morning, Uncle Ness, how you do? God bless you, my son. I live amongst them people, I live amongst people who get up and cuss every day. So I always a Rasta from creation. So Rasta is the whole thing, is not the influence. Rasta the thing, everything, every other thing. We don't know what I go on about the other thing then. Rasta the first.
Rasta is
The child in
us. Kick it off, jump and throw like not to dread it. Don't know what your mom is, it's a butter rank.
Power of the Trinity.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
מזמור פה דלת למנצח על הגיטית לבני קורח מזמור. מה ידידות משכנותיך, אדוני צבאות, נחשפה וגם קלטה נפשי לחצרות אדוני ליבי ובשרי, ירננו אל אל חי. גם ציפור מצאה בית ודרור כן לה, אשר שעת אפרוחיה את מזבחותיך, אדוני צבאות, מלכי ואלוהי. אשרי יושבי ביתך, עוד יהללוך סלע. אשרי אדם עוז לו וח, מסילות בלבבם. עוברי בעמק הבכה, מעיין ישיתוהו, גם ברכות יעתה מורה. ילכו מחיל אל חיל, יראה אל אלוהים בציון. אדוני אלוהים צבאות, שמעה תפילתי, האזינה אלוהי יעקב סלע. מגיננו ראה אלוהים, והבט פני משיחך. כי טוב יום בחצריך מאלף, בחרתי הסתופף בבית אלוהי מדור באהולי רשע. כי שמש ומגן אדוני אלוהים, חן וכבוד ייתן אדוני. לא ימנע טוב להולכים בתמים, אדוני צבאות אשרי אדם בוטח בך.
מה, ידידות, how amiable, מה? Like what, ידידות, ידידות. It's interesting because Solomon, Shlomo, John gave Solomon a name, King Solomon, the son of David. Jedidah, Yedidia, Yedidia, and there's a Wadada connection right there, there, there. But here, 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 let's ride up, right up, right here. Goes to a Midrash, breakdown and a build on today's daily song.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Shema Yisrael, and here, here, a Midrash, Midrash from today's daily psalm study. Mizmor Pei Dalet, Mizmor Pei Dalet. Here, 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 Psalm LXXXIV, today's daily psalm, Psalm 84. Mizmor Pei Dalet, Mizmor Pei Dalet. Here, here, today's daily psalm. For him who triumphs at the treading in the winepress, the Gittit, Lamnatziach, Al ha-gittit, for him who triumphs, la menatzeach, at the treading in the winepress, al ha-gittit, al ha-gittit. And here, a midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor fei, pei dalet, Psalm 84. The verse is usually given in English. This verse here, 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 opening verse, superscription, title to today's daily psalm. The verse is usually given in English as, for the leader, up on, upon the Gittit. Here, here in the Midrash, bringing out the translation from the Hebrew, for him who triumphs, for him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press. La menatzeach al ha-gittit. La menatzeach. For him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, the overcomer. La menatzeach. At the treading in the wine press. Al ha-gittit. Libnei Korach Mizmor. A psalm, a chant, a mizmor, a chant, Isis, of the sons of Korah, Libnei Korah, for the sons of Korah, mizmor, Lamnatzeach, al hagitit, Libnei Korah, mizmor. Here, here, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse, today's daily psalm, mizmor, fe, dalet. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu. She'amar ha-katub. This is what Scripture says. Wherefore are thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, for the day of vengeance that was in my heart, and my year of redemption are come. I trod down the peoples in mine anger. Here, 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 Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 63, verses 2 to 3, and verses 4 and verse 6. Zehu Shamar HaKatuv. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Wherefore are thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the wine vat alone. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption are come. I trod down the peoples in mine anger. Madua Adon. Lila vushecha uva gadecha kovodech begat pura daraketi levadi ua mea amim ein ishaiti we edarkema beapi we eramisema bachmati we yeza nitzacham ala begati we kola mala bushi Malbusheya ega alati kiyoma nakama bil libi uashinata geule ba we abita we ain ozer we esha tomeima we ain somek wa to sha'alia ziroia wa chmati yahia. Sir Makati,
Simakatini. Simakatini. We chematihia. Simakatini. We abus. Amin. De apia. We a shakreima bachmatia. We orid la areta nitsa ham. Here the fuller full here from Yeshayahu, beginning with verse 2 and going through for the fuller full here to verse 6. Fuller full. Wherefore is thine apparel red? Madua Adom lila busheka. Wherefore? Why? Madua Adom. Adom red. Madua Adom. Why red? Lila libusheka. Lila libusheka. Thy garments. Ua be gadeka. Kabodeka begat. And thy garments like his that treadeth in the wine vat. Uba gadeka. Kabodeka begat. I have trodden the wine press alone. Pura. Da raketia le badi, and of the peoples there was no man with me. Ua me amim ein ishaiti. Yes, I tried them in mine anger. We edarekem de api, and trampled them in my fury. We era misem abachemati, and their lifeblood is dashed against my garments. With Yeza Nitzacham Ala Bekadi, and I have stained all my raiment. We call Malbushe Ega Alti. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart, Kia Yoma Nakama Belibi, and my year of redemption are come. Ua Shinata Geule Ba. And I looked, and there was none to help. With abit, with ein ozer, and I beheld in astonishment. With eshatomeim, and there was none, no one to uphold. With ein somek, therefore mine own arm brought salvation to me. To I wa tosha li, salvation to me. Zero'i, my arm, and my fury. Wa chemati, and my fury. Wa and chemati, my ham, my fury. It upheld me. He, si makatini. He, she, my fury. She, he, si makatini, upheld me. And I trod down the peoples in mine anger. We abu sa'amim abi'api, and made them drunk with my fury. Wa a shakreim, wa a shakreim bachemati, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. We orid la'aretza nitzacham. What ought we say of this prophetic vision? I will declare the mercies. I will declare the mercies of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Chasidei Yahuwah Azkir. Chasidei Yahuwah Azkir. I will make mention, Azkir, of the mercies. Chasidei Yahuwah of Jehovah. Whosoever has a vision of this wine press, the wine press, the symbol of redemption. Whosoever has a vision of this wine press, the symbol of redemption, gives forth a song in praise and eyes of Ha'el, Ha'el, of Ha'el's triumph, the true good, the true God, the almighty eyes triumph. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah saw it in a vision and said, I will declare the mercies of Jehovah. I will declare the mercies of Jehovah. Chasidei Yahuwah Azkir. David saw it in a vision, a chazon. And he said, even in the words from Psalm 8, superscription, Hebraically, the Aleph verse, for him who triumphs at the treading in the winepress, a psalm. And here, Mizmor Chet, Lamnatzeach.
Al Hagitit, Mizmor Le David, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the one who triumphs, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for the one who triumphs, the overcomer, La Menatzeach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor, for him who triumphs at the treading in the wine press, a psalm of David. Lamnatzeach al hagitit mizmor le David. Asaph saw it in a vision, a chazon, and said of it, for him who triumphs at treading in the wine press, a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, eyes of Asaph. Even here, in the 81st psalm, mizmor pe aleph, Hebraically the aleph, the first verse, lamnatzeach al hagitit le'asaf, for the one, for him who triumphs, who overcomes, the overcomer. La menatzeach al hagitit. Upon treading the wine press, upon the wine press, al hagitit le'asaf of Asaf. The sons of Korach, they saw it in a chazon, a vision. And they said, even here, opening words of today's psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Pe Dalet, Lamnatzeach, Al Hagitita, Libne Korach, Mizmor, for him who triumphs, Lamnatzeach, at the treading in the wine press, Al Hagitit, a psalm, a chant, Isis, of the sons of Korach, for the sons of Korach, Libne Korach, Mizmor. And here, Midrash note, see, compare the previous Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim on the 8th Psalm, Psalm 8.1. How beloved are thy tabernacles, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah of hosts, of armies. Ma yedidota misha kenoteka, Yahuwah Tzibaot. How beloved, how lovely. Yedidot, beloved. Mah yedidot, lovely. Mah yedidot. Misha kenoteka. How beloved are thy tabernacles, thy misha kenoteka. Mah yedidota, misha kenoteka. Yahuwah Tzibaot. O he who be of armies, O Jehovah of hosts. Here's a bait verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Pe Dalet, Psalm 84, Hebraically the second verse. Ma yedidota mishiknoteka, Yahuwah Tzibaot. How much in them is so beloved of thee, of the eye, that for their sake thou, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, will tread in this winepress. Anyone who stretches out his hand, Yado, anyone who stretches out his hand against the holy tabernacle, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, him the Holy One, blessed be he, will put into the wine press. As Scripture says, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Kol shaona meir, kol mehikala, kol Yahuwah mishaleima gemula leoivai. Hark! Hear! Hark! A voice! Kol Shaon Meir, hark, an uproar from the city. Call Shaon Meir, hark, a voice. Call Shaon, an uproar, Meir, from the city. Call Mehekal, hark, call, a voice. It cometh from the temple, Mehekal. Call, hark, voice. Call, a voice. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Mishalem, rendereth, payeth. Payeth, maketh peace, payeth, mishalem, gemul, rendereth recompense, mishalem, gemul, le oibayo, the voice of Jehovah that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Hear, hear, hear from the Midrash, bringing out in the Midrash sense, Yeshayah, Isaiah 66, verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from Jehovah that rendereth recompense, that payeth recompense to his enemies. Kol Shaon Meir, Kol Mehekal, Kol Yahuwah Mishalem Gumula Leoibayo. A voice of noise, a voice of uproar. Kol Shaon, Kol Shaon. A voice of noise, a voice of uproar. The Kol Shaon, because of what our enemies, our haters did in his city. Kol Mehekal. All Mehekal, a voice from the Hekal, from the temple, because of what they did in HaHekal, what they did in the temple. Hence here, it is known, how beloved are thy tabernacles, O Yahuwah Sebaot. Mah Yedidot, Mishakenoteka, Yahuwah Sebaot. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, the Beit, Hebraic with the second verse, how beloved, how lovely, mah yedidot, how beloved are thy tabernacles, mishkanoteka, O Yahuwah Tzabaot, O Yahuwah Tzabaot, he who be, we be of armies. Ha hekal, the temple, ha hekal, the temple is called beloved, the temple is called beloved, yedid, yedid, yedidot, yedid, beloved, wadada, beloved, and he who built it is called beloved. Ha-hekal, the temple is called beloved, and he who built it is called beloved. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 25, where it reads, and he called his name beloved of Jehovah, and he called his name beloved of Yahuwah. And here, here, 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, 12 and 25, here the fuller verse. Vayishlach biyad Natan hanabi, vayikra et shemo yedidiah ba'evor Yahuwah. Fuller verse. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet. Vayishlach biyad Natan hanabi. And he called his name, vayikra et shemo Jedidiah, Jedidiah, Yedidiah, Jedidah, Yedidiah, Yedidiah. Yedidia, 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 Jedida, the beloved of Jehovah. Yedidia, Ba'evor Yahuwah, for the sake, Ba'evor Yahuwah, for the sake of he who be, we be, for the sake of Jehovah. Wayishlach biyad Natan hanabi, wayikra et shemo Yedidia, Ba'evor Yahuwah. And here, here, Midrash note, and he called his, Vayikra et Shemo, his name, here speaking of Shlomo, 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 Solomon's name, Yedidia, Yedidia, Jedidah, Yedidia. And he, in whose territory it was built, the HaHekal, the temple, was called Beloved. And he, in whose territory it was built, was called Beloved. For Moshe, for Moses, said, of Benjamin, Binyamin, the beloved of Jehovah shall dwell in safety. Hear, 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 in Devarim, in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 12. Le'vinyamin amara yedid Yahuwah ishkona la vetach alava chofefa alava kol hayoma uvena ketefava shachin. Full of verse here. Of Benjamin, le'binyamin. Amar, Amar, he said, the beloved of Jehovah, Yedid, Yahuwah, Yedid, Yedid, the beloved, Wadada, Yedid, Yahuwah, beloved of Jehovah, Yishkona la betach, shall dwell in safety by him. Yishkona la betach, alayo, chofefa alayo, kola hayoma uvena ke tefayo shakin. He covereth him all the day, and he dwelleth between his shoulders. Right here, here, here. Midrash, the Midrash, right here. And he, in whose territory it was built, was called Yedid, Yedid, beloved. For Moshe said, Le Binyamin, of Benjamin. Moses said, of Benjamin, Yedid, the Yahuwah, Yishkon, La Betach, La Betach. Yedid, Yahuwah, Yishkon, La Betach. the beloved. Yadid, the beloved Yadid of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall dwell in safety, shall dwell lavetach. Yadid Yahuwah yishkon lavetach. And likewise, David said, Dawid said, even in Psalm 60, Hebraically the 7th verse, that thy beloved may be delivered, that thy beloved may be delivered. Here, Mizmor LX, Mizmor Samek, 60th Psalm, Hebraically here at the 7th verse, Lim'an, ye chalsun, ye dideka, Lim'an, ye chalsun, ye dideka, ye dideka, that thy beloved, yididekah, yididekah, that thy beloved may be delivered. Lim'an, ye chalsuna, yididekah, 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 yididekah.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
Part of them.
Yeah.
Well, I do miss every soldier in the army. Who no righteous apart from serving the Almighty. Could rally round that room. Rally round the justice cell. Cause I soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice, now eat it!
Nikhsefa, wikam akalta nafshi, lechatzrot Yahuwah, my soul longeth, yea, even she fainteth, for the courts of Yahuwah, for the courts of Jehovah. Nika Safa, Wakam Kalta Nafshi, Le Chatzarot Yahuwah, longs, my soul longest. Here. Today's psalm is Morfe Dalet, Pe Dalet. Here Hebraically the Gamel, the third verse. My soul longest, yea, even fainteth for the courts of Jehovah. Nika Safa, Wakam Kalta Nafshi, Le Chatzarot Yahuwah, longs. Not only now, but longed for the holy court of Jehovah, even when the B'nai, the sons of Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, were at the Yam Suf, at the Eter Abahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea, as is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 15, verses 13 and verse 17, where it reads, Thou in thy love hast led thy people that thou the eye hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation, till thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance. Nachalta v'chasdecha am zu ga'alta ne'ahalta v'azcha illa neve kadshecha. Here, full of verse, Thou, the eye in thy love, has led the people that thou, the eye, has redeemed. Here, Shemot, here, Exodus chapter 15, here, the 13th verse. Nachilta, v'chasedeka, amzua k'alta. Thou in thy love, nachilta, b'chasedeka, in the eyes, chesed, loving kindness, mercy in thy love, b'chasedeka, amzu, the people that ga'alta, that the eye has redeemed, nachilta, b'chasedeka, amzu, ga'alta, thou the eye has guided them in thy, the eye, strength, ne'halta, the azika, in the eye, oz, the ozeka, the azika, nehalta, the azika, illa nwe kadisheka, to thy holy habitation, illa nwe kadisheka, illa nwe kadisheka, illa nwe kadisheka, tiviemo, vetita emo, behara, nachelateka, Makona li shivteka, pa'alta Yahuwah, Mikdash Adonai, Konu Yadeka. Hear, hear, hear. Thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Jehovah, that thou hast made for thee, for the eye, to dwell in, the sanctuary, Adonai, the sanctuary, the holy place, Adonai, that thy hands have established. Hear, hear, hear. Shemot, Exodus, Exodus here, chapter 15, verse 17. Tibiemo, with Tiataemo, thou bringest them in, Tibiemo, and plantest them, with Tiataemo, in the mountain of thine inheritance, Behara, Nachelateka, the place, Makon, the Makon, the place, Makon, Lishibteka, Lishibteka, for thyself to dwell in, Pa'alta, Yahuwah, Pa'alta, the eye has made, the place, O Jehovah, that the eye that thou hast made for the eye to dwell in. Makona le shibteka pa'alta Yahuwah. The sanctuary, Mikdash, Mikdash, the holy place, the Mikdash, Mikdash Adonai, Adonai, that thy hands have established. Konenu, 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 to establish. Konenu, mekonin, konenu, yadeka. Kodanu yadeka, that thy hands have, kodanu, have established. Ani ani lechozir, my soul, she longeth, yea, she even fainteth for the courts of Yahuwah, for the courts of Jehovah. Nika sefa, wigam kalta, nafshi, lechatzerot, Yahuwah longs, she does, not only now, but she longed for the holy court of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, even when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were at the Yam Suf, at the Sea of Reeds, Etarabahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Red Sea. As is said, thou in thy love hast led thy people, that thou, the eye has redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation, till thou bringest them in and plantest them in the mountain of thine inheritance. Nachilta de chasideka amzu agalta. Ne halta de azika illa neweyak adesheka. Tibiemo we titaemo behara nachalateka behar nachalateka. Tibiemo, wetitaemo, behara na halateka, makona le shibteka, pa'alta, Yahuwah. Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 13 and verse 17. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house. Here, today's Mizmor, today's Isis, today's Psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, Pe Dalet, Psalm 84. Here, Hebraically, the Dalet verse. Gam, Sipora, Matzah, Bayit, Ua, Derora, Ten, Laha. Yea, the sparrow, she hath found a house. Gam, Tzipor, yea, also, Gam, Tzipor, also the Tzipor, the Tzipor, the sparrow, Gam, Tzipor, Matzah, Matzah, she has found, Vayit, Matzah, Vayit, she has found a house, Ua derora, Kain, Laha, and the swallow, a nest for herself, hear, 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 yea, or Gam, also, Gam, Tzipor, also the Tzipor, the sparrow, Matzah, Bayit, hath found, she hath found a house. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel said, how long shall our enemies be allowed to hate us, to hate I and I, and say, even as in the words of the Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal of Solomon, the Proverbs, Proverbs 27 and 8, as a sparrow that wandereth from her nest, so is a man, a man that wandereth from his place. Kutsipora nodedeta mina kinah, ken isha nodeda mimakomo. As a bird, a tsipor, a swallow, a sparrow, a tsipor, the sparrow. Kutsipor, as a bird, as the sparrow, Kud sipor no dedet, no dedet, as she wanders. Kud sipor no dedet, mean kinah, from kinah, from her nest. Kud sipor no dedet, mean kinah. Can ish, so yes, can ish, so is a ish, a man. Ish no deid, a man that wandereth. Ish no deid, mi mikomo, mimkomo, from mikomo, from his place. Kud sipor no dedet, mina kinah. Ken ish no deda, mimakomo. Our enemies, our haters say to Ha'el, Ha'el, to the power of the Almighty Eye, flee as a sparrow to your mountain. Hear, 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 Mizmor Yod Aleph, Yud Aleph, Psalm 11, hear, 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 Mizmor Yod Aleph, Psalm 11, hear the first verse. Nodu harkem asipor, nodu, nodi, nodi, flee thou, flee, nodu harkem asipor, flee thou to your mountains, ye birds, hear, 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 the fuller verse. Mizmor Yod Aleph, Yud Aleph, Psalm XI, Psalm 11. La menatzeach lit David, for the one who triumphs, of David, for the overcomer. Of David, implied implication, a chant, Isis of David for the overcomer. La menatzeach lit David. By Yahuwah, chasiti ek, tomru lenavshi. Nodu harkem tzipor. Nodi harkem sipor, and he who he be, by Yahuwah, in Jehovah, have I taken refuge. By Yahuwah, chasiti, chasiti, I've taken refuge. Chasa, chasa, fled, taken refuge. Chasiti, by Yahuwah, chasiti. Ech, ech, how, ech, tomru, lenavshi? How say y'all, tomru, lenavshi, to my soul, to my psyche? Nodi harkem sipor. Flee thou to your mountains, ye birds, ye sparrows. And here, here, Midrash note, refer to the above Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms, Psalm 11, the first parak, first section, 11.1, for a more explicit and detailed exposition of these verses right here, here, here. So, our enemies say to Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, flee as a sparrow to your mountains. Nodu harkem sipor, nodi harkem sipor, flee as a sparrow to your mountain. They do not say, flee as a dove, as Yonah or Jonah or a Yonah, but they say, flee as a sparrow. Nodi sipor, nodi sipor. So the enemies don't say, flee as a Yonah, as a Jonah, as a Yonah, as a dove, but they say, flee as a Zippor, 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 as a sparrow. A dove, a Yonah, even when her fledglings are taken away, she returns to her nest, as Scripture says, even in Hosea chapter 7, verse 11, like a silly dove without understanding, like a silly dove, without understanding. Vayehi Ephraim akut Yonah fotah ein leib Mitzrayim karau Ashur halaku. Here the fuller verse, Hosea 7:11. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, to Kemet, to Mitzrayim. They go to Assyria. Here the fuller verse. Vayehi Ephraim akut Yonah fotah. Ain leib, Mitzrayim karau, Ashur halaku. Full of verse, Ephraim also is like a silly dove. Ephraim has been like a dove, easily deceived, lacking discernment. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. Vayehi Ephraim k'yona fotah, ain leib, like a dove, silly Kyona, like a Yonah, fotah, 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 open, like open to any suggestion, right? Open, like simple in a sense of being easily deluded, like open mind, easily persuaded to any point of view. A Yonah, fotah, Kyona, fotah, ain, lay, ain, without lay, without heart, lacking discernment, easily deceived. Yonah fotah. But this is not so with the tzipor. This is not so with the sparrow. True. Bemet. She hatches her chicks in her nest, but when her fledglings are taken away from her, she does not go back to the nest again. A dove, a yona, even when her fledglings are taken away, returns to her nest, as the scripture says, even in Hosea 7:11, like a silly dove without understanding. Kayona fotah, ain lay. But this is not so with the tzipor, with the sparrow. True, bemet. True, she hatches her chicks in her nest, but when her fledglings are taken away from her, she does not go back to the nest. Thus, like this, the wicked, the ratchet, the reshaim, the ratchet liken HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. They liken the Holy One, the Isla One, the Set-Apart One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, to a tzipor, k-tzipor, to a sparrow. And Yisrael and Israel, to the fledglings, Therefore, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, declares, yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself. Gam tzipor matza'a bayita uderor ken laha. Yea, also, gam, also tzipor, also the sparrow, gam tzipor matza'a bayit, matza'a, she hath found bayit, she has found a house, uderor, and the deror, the swallow, Ain lah, and the swallow a nest for herself. Udoror ain laha,
ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha, ain laha.
Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha Oda Yehalucha Selah. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will again praise thee, I, and forever. Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha Oda Yehalucha Selah. Or, happy are they that dwell in thy house. Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. They are praising, Isaacing thee. They are praising thee, Selah, Oda, Yehaleluka, Selah. Here. Today's psalm, today's chant, Isaac, Mizmor, Feidalet. Here, Hebraically, the Hey verse. Here, the Hey, the fifth verse. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, he who is in the habit of entering houses of prayer and houses of study. Houses of prayer and houses of study, the houses of tefillah, and the houses of the midrash, the study, in the olam haba, in the world to come, as is said, blessed, happy are they that dwell in thy house, they will again praise thee, and forever. Ashrei yoshvei beitecha, od yehaleluka selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the eye. Here, the wow, the vow verse, here the sixth verse, today's psalm, Hebraically. Ashrei Adam, oz lau bak. Ashrei Adam, oz lau bak. Happy is the man whose strength, oz lau, strength for him, bak, is in the eye. Ashrei Adam, oz lau bak. Lest it be thought that these words apply to any man, unless it be thought that these words, dabarim ha'ele, apply to any man, the verse it ends by saying, in whose heart are the ways, in whose heart are the ways. Mesulot bi levavam, mesulot bi lebabam, in whose heart are the highways. In whose heart are the ways. Here, Midrash note right here. That is to say, in whose heart the ways of HaTorah, the ways of the Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, are well trodden, well rehearsed, or well trodden. In whose heart the ways of HaTorah are well trodden. Here. Also confer with the Midrash on Psalm 4, 4.8, Yalkut, right, section 808, and Leviticus Rabbah 17. Here. Blessed, Ashrei, Mo better translated, Ashrei, happy is the man whose strength is in the eye. Ashrei, Adam, happy is Adam. Ashrei, Adam, Oslo, strength for him, Bak, in the eye. Mislot bi levabam. Lest it be thought that these words apply to any man, the verse it ends by saying, in whose heart are the ways, the misulot, the highways, misulot bi lebabam. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Here, the Zion, the seventh, bi aimeka, habaka. Passing through the valley of Baca, of the Baca, the valley of Baca, Ovre, be'aymeka ha-Baca. They make it a place of springs. Ma'iyana ye shituhu. Obre be'aymeka ha-Baca. Ma'iyana ye shituhu. Passing through the valley of weeping. Here, Midrash note. In the EV, Baca, a proper noun. But in this common, Baca, is taken as a form of Bika, to weep. Baca, the bait, the calf, and the hay, to weep. So in this context, we can either have the place known as Baca, but Hebraically Baca is to weep, thus the Targum here. Passing through the valley of weeping of the weeping, they make it a place of springs. Obre be'aymeka ha-Baca, ma'iyana yishituhu. The valley of weeping, be'aymek ha-Baca, be'aymek in be. Amek, the valley, ha, definite article, baka, habaka. The valley of weeping is Hebrew hell, gehinna. For, as Rav Eliezer said, it is the place where harasha, ha-rishaim, the ratchet, will be slaughtered. So Rav Eliezer said that it is the place, the valley of weeping, the Emek Habaka is Gehinna. And Rav Eliezer said, it is the place where HaRishaim, the ratchet, will be slaughtered. Here, the Midrash note. Refer to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 32, and Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 6, where the valley of Hinnom, where we get Gehenna, is called the Valley of Slaughter. So in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 32, and in Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 6, the valley, the Emek of Hinnom, the Gehinnom, where we get Gehenna from, is called the Valley of Slaughter. Thus, the comment by Rav Eliana is the place where the Rishaim, where the ratchet, the defiant ones, will be slaughtered. They make it a place of springs. Ma'iyan yishituhu. Ma'iyana yishituhu. They make it a place of springs. That is, their tears will flow as copiously as a spring. Even there, the teacher is clothed with blessings. Here, the full of full. Today's psalm, Mizmor Fe Dalet, here at the Zion, Hebraically the seventh verse. Second part of the seventh verse, right here. Dam, Birakot, Yah-Iteh, Moreh. Now, here, the Targum in the Midrash, the study of today's Psalm, Psalm 84, here is brought out as, even there, the teacher is clothed with baraka. Here, according to the Hebrew, gam berakot, yah-Iteh, Moreh, usually translated and usually brought out in translation as either yea, the early rain, clothe it with blessings, yea, the early rain. So usually this is rendered, instead of teacher, the morei is usually rendered here in today's psalm in the translation as the early rain. But here in the Midrash, this is being brought out as the teacher, because in Hebrew, morei can refer to the early rain, and morei can also mean the teacher. The teacher, morei, the teacher. Even there, the teacher is clothed with berakot, with blessings. Gam berakot yaiteh moreh. Gam berakot yaiteh moreh. Even there, the teacher is clothed with berakot, with blessings. Rav Yochanan taught, the praise, the eyes of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, goes up out of Gehenna, Hebrew hell, out of Gehenna, even more than out of the Gan Ba'eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden. For in Gehenna, every man that is above his fellow praises, eyes, chants eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, saying, how fortunate I am to be above this man who has been put beneath me. And so every single one who is above his fellow praises, eyes, gives praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said, yea, the teacher is clothed with berakot, yea, gam, also in the Hebrew, gam, also berakot, also blessings, yaiteh moreh. One translation, the teacher, or the early rains, yea, the early rain, clothed it with berakot, or here in the Midrash, even there, the teacher, the moreh, is clothed with berakot, with blessings. Rav Yochanan commented, what do they say in Gehenna? Gehinnom. What do they say in Gehenna? They say, thou, the eye, didst teach well. Thou didst instruct well. But we would not heed. What do they say in Gehenna, in Hebrew hell? What do they say? They say, thou, the eye, morei, thou teachest well. Thou, the eye, didst instruct well. But we would not heed. We would not hear. We would not give ear. And here, the chet, the eighth verse of today's psalm. They go from company to company. Here, Hebraically, the chet verse, the eighth verse. They go from company to company. Yelku me chayil il chayil. Yelku me chayil il chayil. Yelku me chayil il chayil. They go from strength, from chayil to chayil, from power to power, from strength to strength. But here, in the Midrash, the translation, the Targum here brings out the sense of they go from company to company. The Hebrew, yelku mechayil il chayil. They go from strength to strength, from power to power. Our masters, Rebbanim, they commented as follows. Whenever a man comes from a bait tefillah, a house of tefillah, a house of prayer, and goes to a bait midrash, a house of the midrash of study, Scripture says of such as he, they go from strength to strength. They go, yelku, mechayil el chayil. They go from power to power. Whenever a man comes from a bait tefillah, house of tefillah, of prayer, and goes to a bait midrash, to a house of study, Scripture says of such as he, yelku, mechayil el chayil. They go from strength to strength, from power to... Nay, more. Such a man earns the privilege of being received, being kabbalah, in the presence, in the panim, in the face of HaShekinyahu, of the Shekinah HaShekinyahu. As is said, he shall be seen of God. He shall be seen He shall be seen. He shall be seen of Elohim in Sion, in Zion. Yera'eh illa Elohim b'Sion. He shall be seen of Elohim in Zion. Yera'eh illa Elohim b'Sion. Yera'eh illa Elohim b'Sion. And here, Midrash note on Mechayel Ilchayel from Chayel. Interpreted here in this Midrash as company. Is here taken in its usual meaning of strength, of might, of power. Chayel, of power. Here interpreted as company, in its other interpretation like an army, a company, a power, but also in its usual meaning of strength or power. Chayel. Yalku me chayel il chayel. And this proves that chayel in the Hashem of the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Kedamawi, Chayle Selassie, that Chayel here is Hebrew. In another comment on Yeluku Mechayel El Chayel, they go from company to company. Rav Yonah, Jonah, said the name of Rav Levi, in the days of HaMashiach. In the days of HaMashiach. Here, Midrash note, usually Olam Haba, instead of in the days of or in the Olam Haba. Olam Haba, world to come. It's an ambiguous phrase that may refer to the time of HaMashiach, the time of the Messiah, or to the days beyond Judgment Day, when Ha'el Ha'el Atzmo, when Ha'elahim, the power himself, will reign. According to one interpretation, quote, the oppression, the downpression of the kingdoms, the downpression of the governments, end quote, is the only distinction between these days and the days of HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah. This, apparently, is also the opinion of Rav Finehas HaKohen, Rav Phineas, the priest, who is quoted in the next paragraph. So here, Rav Yonah said in the name of Rav Levi, Jonah said in the name of Levi, in the days of the Messiah, in the Olam Haba, in the days of HaMashiach, the disciples, the Talmudim, the Talmudei HaHakam, the disciples of the wise, the Deka Mezamorit, the disciples, the Talmudim of the Hakam, Hakamim, will not have the leisure to engage in study of Torah, will not have the leisure to engage in the Midrash, in the study of HaTorah. For it is said, they go from company to company, Yelku Mechayel Il Chayel, until when shall it be thus like this with them? Until every one of them is seen of Elohim in Zion. Yera'eh il Elohim b'Sion. Until when shall it be thus like this with them? Until, as it says right here, in the latter part of the Chet verse, after it reads, Yelku Mechayel Il Chayel, they go from strength to strength. Yera'eh il Elohim b'Tzion. Every one of them appeareth, is seen before Elohim in Tzion, in Zion. Behold, our God, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thy Messiah. Hear the Yod. Hear the Yod, Hebraically, the 10th verse, today's Psalm, Psalm 84, verse 10. Behold, O Elohim, O power, our shield, and look upon the face of thy Messiah. Maginenu, re'ei Elohim, ve'habeita p'nei mishecheka. Behold, O Elohim, our shield, maginenu, our shield, re'ei, Elohim, behold, see, O power, Elohim, see, O power, maginenu, our shield, maginenu, re'ei, Elohim, with habet, v'havet, and look attentively, with habet, p'nei, mishecheka, and look upon the face of thine anointed, with habet p'nei mishiheka, and look upon the face of thy Messiah. Look upon the face, the presence, the perception of thy Messiah. Look upon the person in the sense of the triunity. Look upon the person of the Messiah. With habet p'nei mishiheka. Rav Phinehas HaKohen taught, Rav Pinchas HaKohen, Phinehas the priest taught, this verse implies that in the days of HaMashiach, in the days of the Messiah, HaGoyim, the nations, the nationality. Here, Midrash note, literally, instead of the nations, it says the others. So, this verse implies that in the days of HaMashiach, the others, the other nations, will still be making accusations against Yisrael. This verse right here, the Yud verse, the 10th verse of Mizmor Fei Dalet of Psalm 84 that reads, Behold, O Elohim, our shield, and look attentively upon the face of thy Messiah. Maginenu, Re'e Elohim, Wehabet Apneya Mishecheka. Here, Rav Phinehas HaKohen, Rav Phinehas, the priest, he taught that this verse implies in the days of HaMashiach, the nations, the Goyim, the other nations, the nationalities, the Goye Haaretz, the nations of this earth, the earthly plane, will still be making accusations against Yisrael, against I and I, Yisrael. Oh, Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hear. Here, the 8th verse. Here, the 10th verse. Slika, the 9th verse. Here we go. Now return to the 9th verse, from the 10th verse to the 9th verse here in the Midrash. The 9th verse, Hebraically, that reads, Yahuwah Elohim Tzvaot Shima'ah Tefilati Ha'azina Elohe Yaakov Selah. O Jehovah Elohim of hosts, Yahuwah Elohim Tzvaot, hear my prayer, Shima'ah Tefilati. Hear my tefillah, tefillat, Shima'ah Tefilati. Give ear, Ha'azina, broaden the ear to hear, Ha'azina, O Elohim of Ya'ikob, Elohe Ya'ikob, Selah, forever. Rav Lewi, Levi said, the farewell Baraka that Moshe gave to Yehuda, to Judah, was, as Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, where it reads, And this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. And here, Devarim, here, the full of full, Deuteronomy chapter 33, here, verse 7, Wizot, Li Yehuda, Wayomer, Shema Yahuwah Kol Yehuda, and this for Judah, with Zot, and this, Li Yehuda, with Zot Li Yehuda, Yomer, and he said, Shema Yahuwah, hear, O Jehovah, Shema Jehovah, Kol Yehuda. The voice of Yehuda, the voice of Judah. And therefore, David, Midrash note right here, he was of the tribe of Judah. David, of the tribe of Judah, was entitled to say, even here, in today's Mizmor, in today's Psalm, in today's chant, O Jehovah Elohim of hosts, Elohim of armies, Yahuwah Elohim Tzvaot, hear my prayer, hear my prayer, Shima'ah Tefilati, and also, incline thine ear, O Jehovah, and answer me, and answer I, hear, Mizmor Fevav, Pevav, Mizmor Pe, Fe, Wawwe. Here, Psalm 86, Psalm LXXXVI, here the Aleph, the first, the first verse, Tefillah Lidawid, a prayer of David, Tefillah Lidawid. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika Ineni. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika Ineni. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika. And answer me. Ineni, Ineni. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika. Ineni. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash, final Midrash note. Refer right here to the above Midrash on Psalm 4.1. Psalm 4.1. And hear, hear, hear. Hatei, Hatei Yahuwah. Incline, O Jehovah. Hatei Yahuwah, Aznika, 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 the ear. Ineni. Answer, I, 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 answer,